Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm Stephen Strang. Recently, Benny Hinn reached out and said he was interested in doing a podcast. What you're about to see now is part two of my exclusive interview with Pastor Benny Hinn. You know, there have been points in your ministry in the past where you have apologized for some things or answered critics. In fact, I did an interview with you in 1993 that I pulled out and looked at recently. And then in 2019, I did a podcast with you about this whole issue about prosperity. So my question is, do you understand that people might be a little doubtful when you've already apologized about that? Or what would you like to say to those people who might be doubting what they're hearing?
Well, we have to grow. We have to change. And sometimes change is slow. And it's not easy to change at times with some things, But really, the older I've gotten, the more serious I've become about how will I finish? I've become more serious about it. So sadly, our humanity fights us. This body fights us. And sometimes you mean what you say. You really want to fulfill what you say. Things happen that don't help you fulfill it. Then you try again. And like I said, who is perfect out there? We're flawed human beings. But we strive to be better. We strive to do better. And the most important thing is, how will we finish the race? Not how did we begin the race, now, what happens halfway in the race. It's how will we finish it. That's what matters in life. And that's what I'm focused on. I'm not focused on how I ran or how I stumbled and had to get up and go. How will I finish?
My next question would be, what things have you put in place to move forward in a way that you desire, especially as you enter the final season in your life and ministry?
When I started in ministry, the Lord sent wonderful people my way who really helped me in my beginning. A lot of these people are gone now. They're with the Lord. And the Lord has been so gracious to me that recently the Lord has sent some others. And we all need each other. So the Lord has sent me some wonderful men to be around me to help me finish well. And that's the things I think we all need to put in place in ministry to be answerable to individuals we trust and respect in the Spirit. And that's what I've done.
Let me ask you about success in ministry. What does that look like to you?
Jesus. If Jesus is glorified, that's success. Because his presence in our life is what brings results to the kingdom. This is why souls are saved, bodies are healed, lives are changed. Where he is, there is liberty in you and through you. And I think about a lot of precious people that have touched my life, from Catherine Kuhlman to Corrie ten Boom to Basilia Schlink and others, Rex Humbard, David Duplessis, and others. They really walked in that. They walked in that freedom that God's presence gives. And just to be around them was liberating for me as a young Christian. I mean, I remember hearing Corrie in Zeist, Holland, when I was 20. Steve, when she came on that platform, the atmosphere changed. And suddenly, I felt like I was in heaven. I was liberated. Same with Miss Kuhlman. And David Duplessis, who I think one of the greatest men that ever lived, was Duplessis. I went to Singapore for a pastor's meeting when I was in my 20s, early 20s. And that sweet man was talking about the power of forgiveness. I'll never forget that. The impact it had on my life and others like him. And that, I think, is what success is. It's not about numbers and crowds and money and all that. It's about the Lord in someone's life. What more can we ask for? He is all in all to us.
And finally, what is burning in your heart as you enter the latter season of your life in ministry? What can we expect from Benny Hinn?
Ah, that's a wonderful question. What's burning in my heart is one thing. Jesus, Jesus, and only Jesus. And here's what I mean. Steve, I had a vision years ago. In my vision, I saw myself as a cripple. And I saw the Lord standing across the way. And he stood tall and wonderful, beautiful, wearing a white robe, with his arms outstretched towards me. And he said, come. That's all he said, is come. Now, I'm on my knees in prayer outside the vision. And I said, dear Jesus, can't you help him? Because I'm looking at the Benny Hinn in the vision. And suddenly, the Benny Hinn in the vision began to walk very with difficulty and slowly. And the Lord began to move towards him at the same, speed, or I was, that Benny Hinn was moving slowly and the Lord was moving at the same way. And suddenly, that Benny Hinn came closer and closer, and as he got closer, he got straighter and straighter and freer and freer. And then suddenly they both came together. And when the Lord now put his arms around that Benny, something amazing happened. That Benny disappeared in Jesus. And all he saw is Jesus. And I came out of my vision. I believe that's my end. I believe that's my end. When my Jessica was born, you know what it's like when your firstborn is born and you're a new daddy. And I was so caught, you know. It was the greatest time of my life to have a beautiful girl. And she was just a little baby in my arms. And I wasn't praying. I wasn't at that time reading my Bible. I was just enjoying my baby. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, one day you will all be mine. I said, dear Lord, I'm yours now. He said, now you're hers. I'll never forget that. But now she's in her 40s. I think this is my time to be his, don't you think? And finish his, and that's the way I want it. So that's my answer.
And as we wrap up, do you have any final words? I want to give you the last word.
The final word is, in this world, Jesus said, you shall have tribulation, and we will be persecuted. But if we focus on that, we will not succeed. We have to look up. This is what is a must for all of us. Not to pay attention to the persecution and the trials of life and those that say things that they say because they just want to say them. We just focus on the Lord, really, that's all. And there are people today, I'm sure, that are going through some trouble. I can tell you, you sweet people watching and listening, that's just a part of life. And you grow in the valley, not on the mountain. We have to keep our eyes on the Lord, or we won't make it. And this world is getting darker and darker, more and more dangerous, and without the presence of the Lord daily and continually in our life, we will not survive. And I believe only His Word enables us to know Him like that. And I don't mean reading the Bible, just reading the Word of God. I mean really knowing it, living it, meditating on it, getting into the depth of it. That'll give us life. Great peace have they that love your law, Lord, and nothing will offend them. That's the secret.
I thought it might be nice if you could look into the camera and just pray for those who are watching.
Yeah. Let me pray with you. Lord, thank you first for your grace, and thank you for your love and mercy on all of us. And dearest Jesus, when you hung on the cross, you said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And Lord, today we forgive those who have spoken against us and said things that should not have been said against us. But Lord, we forgive and we love. And precious Jesus, I pray you will bless your people, strengthen your people, bless your people daily with your presence. Give them a mighty hunger for your word, to know you through your word. Lord, I pray that they will live victorious daily in this hour, in Jesus' mighty name.